Welcome back to Patriots This Week here inside the Bob's Discount Furniture Studios. And guys, head coach Marvin Lewis for the Cincinnati Bengals usually doesn't technically step in it, yet he's doing his coach's radio show, calls in, was asked about playing the quarterback named Johnny Manziel, who is otherwise known as Johnny Football. And no offense here, but he went as far as to say, we're not worried about switching up and playing the game plan differently because we're playing a guy that's a midget. Odd for a head coach to step out like this, guys. And how much does this motivate a team?
If he's out there making plays, and players will react to that in a positive way. But if he's out there going once, taking his one read and running, players are going to look at that and say, you know what, hey, we might be better off with Brian Hoyer back there.
There's been some tension between he and Brian. And so you wonder how the locker room took all that. I mean, Brian is a saint, you know, hyperbole there, but he's a good dude.
The new guy seems like a creep.
He's a good story.
Okay, let's call
the new guy. Yeah, the new guy seems like a creep. So is Joe Thomas going to rally around Johnny Manziel? Like, I don't know if that's really the case.
16 months ago, Ron Jaworski called or said that Colin Kaepernick at one point might be the best quarterback to ever play the game.
Ron Jaworski said that.
Ron said he could be the greatest quarterback to ever play in the NFL.
Well, you know, we all make mistakes.
I look
at Kaepernick, and I said this before. We've talked about him here for the past few years. I said this. He's a tremendous athlete. He has a big arm. But the problem is, if you keep him in the pocket, he struggles reading coverages.
You look at some of these teams that were run game focused initially, which I think really helped sort of help them flourish when they were doing well. You get a really strong running game, and all of a sudden you can really bump up your quarterback, right? For whatever reason, Frank Gore has sort of fallen off the map. The tight end he has in Vernon Davis that should be his binky, should be the guy that he leans on, isn't getting balls. So you take away a running game that's non-existent, which a really expensive offensive line. They've spent well there. Then the things are going to sort of start to peel away, and then you're going to be left with a guy that's a half-field reader. That's just the way these go.
All right, guys, the Denver Broncos hang on and win a tough one against Buffalo at home. Yet Peyton Manning, 14 of 20, 173 yards, two interceptions. Second straight week, he's under 200. Matt, your take on Denver, are they starting to slide here at the end of the year?
No, I like that.
You do?
I like that development. Yeah, I think a lot of it was predicated on what happened here. They get crushed. Where they couldn't run the ball a lick, and then you end up in one of those games where you get knocked out.
And the Rams game, too, same way.
All of a sudden, I think they went back to the draw. I think it's a smart move. They started going more two tight end sets. They started putting fullbacks in the backfield. But as much as anything, it's a practice for the kind of style they might need later.
Well, I think they're sliding a little bit, personally. And I do like the fact that they are running the ball, but
ball's been coming out funny.
But I think what's happening is he's had some guys down. Julius Thomas isn't playing.
Oh, that's too bad.
I'm getting to my point. He struggles when he doesn't have the best weapons around him in the passing game.
He's Rondo, then.
I don't know if he's Rondo. But he does struggle, whereas when you look at Brady, when he had some players down, he still was able to, at times, show that this passing game could still carry the team.
All right, guys, we got to talk about this team coming up next. One of the prettiest helmets if you like those colors. Because you guys know how important this game is, hat and T-shirt game.
Yeah.
You guys still have yours. You probably,
I don't know where we'll
hang on to those. All right, coming up next, we talk about the Dolphins on Patriots this week.
Miami Dolphins, number one.